Hi, I'm David Intrator, Chief Meaning Officer at RTI Research, and I first want to thank you for attending our talk, and I'd like to briefly review what we discussed and add a few new thoughts as well.
We are shapes, you see us everywhere. We are shapes, you see us everywhere.
The talk was all about the importance of story shapes, how the structure of your story is critical to engaging your audience and making it coherent and memorable. Structure is often overlooked in discussions of business storytelling. Instead, emphasis is placed on authenticity. But as we learned from my experience at the fundraiser, authenticity is not enough. Stories, to be effective, need to be properly structured. And what we mean by structure is a series of formal decisions that support the unifying idea of your story. In the case of market research storytelling, the unifying idea is your central assertion or argument. A story structure is like a path that guides your audience to your main point, to that main unifying idea. Storytelling structure is used by storytellers in all mediums. We saw how it works in cinematography, in painting, logo design, architecture, and music. And we looked at three important structures that can be helpful in your market research storytelling.
Hamburger, 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 hum. Hamburger, 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 hum. Hamburger,
the first hamburger. Is hamburger structure. It's a three-part structure in which you say what you're going to say, then you say it, and then you say what you said. The top bun of the hamburger, so to speak, is your thesis, the meat is your support points, and the bottom bun is a sum up. And we illustrated hamburger structure's use in market research storytelling with a story we created at RTI about the luxury travel market. The second structure useful for market researchers we call thread structure.
I have a dream.
Think about Martin Luther King's famous I Have a Dream speech. In that speech, King comes back again and again to the phrase, I have a dream. His unifying idea is threaded, so to speak, throughout the speech. We showed how thread structure is employed in commercials, like the spot from Delta Airlines about going up, and in a market research report about multiple sclerosis, that used the word multiple or multiplicity in every heading to drive home the main idea that MS is now understood to be not just one thing, but a disease with multiple symptoms, different for each patient, and requiring multiple sources of treatment. And finally, we talked about Hollywood three-act structure. Hollywood three-act structure is basically problem-solution. In Act 1, we set up the situation or the status quo. At the end of Act 1, that status quo is disrupted and a problem is introduced. Act 2 explores and intensifies this problem until it's resolved in Act 3. One of the most famous versions of Hollywood three-act structure is known as boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl, a variant of which we saw in the Budweiser commercial. Then we moved on to another variant we call inverted three-act structure. In this case, Act 1 presents a problem. At the end of Act 1, we reveal an opportunity. Act 2 explores and intensifies that opportunity, all of which is summed up in Act 3. This was illustrated in the work we did at RTI for Tribe Hummus, in which we showed that despite it trailing in the market, an opportunity to own all natural could position the brand uniquely and propel it forward. Now, to sum up, the whole point of market research storytelling is to take data and to turn it into meaning, to turn it into something intelligible, into something that can be communicated simply and acted upon effectively. At last year's talk, I spoke at length about the importance of having a unifying idea, and in this year's talk, I focused on the structural techniques needed to support that idea. The structures we discussed are just some of those that you can use. What we showed you, they can be just starting points for your own structures. The key thing to remember is that you need to have an idea and a structure supporting it to translate your data into something meaningful, something that keeps your audience tuned in rather than tuning out. And the reason structure has that effect on people, if you'll just let me wax philosophical for a moment, is that structure corresponds to life itself. All of life, in fact, the entire intelligible universe, is structured. We, as humans, are simply the efficient structuring of information encoded into our DNA, a molecule which itself is highly structured. Structure is what makes order out of chaos and separates the living from the inert, the meaningful from the meaningless. Now, if you want to learn more about story structure, we've got a wonderful online course called From Data to Meaning that covers the topic in great depth. Just go online to rtiresearch.com/course and check it out. That's rtiresearch.com/course. And I'd be glad to discuss any questions or comments you might have right here at Quirks. Just visit us at the RTI booth. We're at booth 412. You can just look for the poster of the beautiful little girl peering through her hands covered with finger paint. Once again, from all of us at RTI, I want to thank you for attending the talk and for listening to this overview. Hope to get the chance to chat with you soon. Bye-bye. RTI Research, from data to meaning.